podcast presented by Linestar, your best MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. We will also be having some NBA picks for today for tonight's contest between Denver and LA, once again battling it out. So we've got a lot of picks for you. I know we don't have as many games to choose from in terms of baseball, so we were like, yeah, let's include NBA as well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really love these two baseball games, so we kind of had to get a few more picks out there.
Recapping yesterday's action, I was disappointed that my main prop, Matt Mervis, for the Cubs did not come through with a hit. He was one of two players on the Cubs who didn't get a hit. Everybody else, it was like, you know, home run derby out there, and then Patrick Wisdom did awesome. That was my bonus prop, so that one hit for us, but...
Yeah, and I was telling you when you got in this morning that of my five pitcher props yesterday, four of them hit. The one that I put on the show didn't hit.
It's always how it happens. Oh, yeah. Make sure to check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app. We are still profitable. Don't worry, guys. We're still in the green this season. And we're looking to continue the streak here on Thirsty Thursday. It is also National I Love Reese's Day, which who doesn't love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Do. You do, right? Yeah, everybody does.
Those might be my favorite.
Yeah, they're the best. The best. Do you like the full version or like the mini? You know what I'm talking about?
I like the mini ones. I don't discriminate.
I personally like the mini ones because I feel like the peanut butter to chocolate ratio is a lot better there. It makes a difference. Let me know what you think in the comments.
I'll take them all. Give me all.
A comment will also enter you into our prop bets contest. If Tyler and I both hit our main prop bets, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. It's super easy. Just like this video, make sure you're subscribed to our channel and comment below. And hopefully we'll announce a winner tomorrow on the show and get to use the money gun. Guys, we just cleaned up the cash on the table, so it's ready to go. So let's get some picks here for today. Tyler, let's start things off with a prop bet for today. Where are you headed?
You know, it's a first on this new season. We're going Adam Wainwright at home versus the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. It's a tough matchup. It is the Dodgers, but it's Adam Wainwright. Last season, 7.3 Ks per nine at home versus away. It was 6 Ks per nine. He is much better at home. And versus the Dodgers at home, since like 2013, every single home matchup he's had, he has been over this 3.5 number. So we're hitting the over once again.
Death, taxes, Adam Wainwright at home.
That's how it goes.
You know who else is pretty certain is Nolan Arenado these days. Mm-hmm. Seems like he shook off the rust that he had at the beginning of the season. He's been absolutely on fire. So I'm going Arenado over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs in this one. That's minus 140. Arenado's been on a tear. He's gotten this in 10 of the last 10 games. Yes, that's correct. He's gone over this 63% of the time this season. 747 OPS on the year. However, when you split that out into righty-lefty, he's a righty bat with a 1096 OPS versus lefties. And today facing Dodgers lefty Julio Urias, who he has a 462 average against in 13 at-bats. Urias gives up a much worse numbers to righty bats. This game also at Busch Stadium, 79 degrees there. I love Arenado. He just got his 1,000th career RBI. He just came off a stint where he had 5 straight games with a home run.
He's feeling it right now.
Any hitter prop that you can find, because I'm assuming this one's going to be gone before you know it. So any hitter prop you can find on Arenado, I really like his spot for today. He's just been on a tear and seeming to look like back to where he was last season. Mm-hmm. So we're good to go with Arenado. All right, bonus prop. What you got for us?
I got Austin Reaves over 8 rebounds plus assists. He's averaging 8.8 over the last 20 games. Over the last 5, it's at 8.6. He's been playing 35 plus minutes, but the last couple, 39 and 42 minutes, I think he's going to play as many minutes as he possibly can tonight. Meanwhile, Denver is allowing like 6 rebounds a game to the small forward. So I think he is going to easily beat this one.
Do you buy the conspiracy theory that he is dating Kim Kardashian? I saw that on somewhere on the internet. I don't know where I saw that.
No, I don't buy that. And I have never heard about that.
Just, you know, throwing it out there in the conspiracy land. Because she did show up to 2 Lakers games. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He had a good game. So showing out for his girl. I don't know. Whatever. All right.
She usually does the opposite for players where they start playing worse.
Yes, isn't that something like a Kardashian curse or whatever?
Yeah. Interesting. I think like D Book is like the only one that didn't suffer from it.
Well, Anthony Rizzo did not date a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. He has, however, been crushing it this season. So I'm going Anthony Rizzo over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. That is actually -130 to the under in this one, so I'm a little fading the public in this one. Rizzo's been awesome this season, batting over 300 on the year. He's hit this mark 8 of the last 10 games. And going up against Toronto righty Jose Berríos, who he has great batter versus pitcher data against. 409 average. He's 9 of 22 with 2 home runs and a 368 ISO. Keep in mind that ISO stat. MLB average is around 140. He's been absolutely crushing righties, but specifically Berríos. And lefties batting 300 against Berríos this season. This battle between the Blue Jays and the Yankees right now is getting extremely heated every day. I feel like it's going to lead to a brawl at some point. Both teams very fired up. It all started out with Aaron Judge, the announcers, going after him for doing the little side glance to the dugout before he hit a home run. And then we had sticky stuff. We had, even last night, you had Rizzo going after and jawing at Vlad Guerrero a little bit. So we got a heated matchup. And in those cases, players like Anthony Rizzo come to play. They don't mess around. And I think he's going to hit that over tonight. I like his spot. All right. You can tail us on the Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks apps. Make sure to lock that in. I also have one more NBA prop for you, though. I almost forgot. Sorry, guys. All right. Are you ready for it, Tyler?
I'm ready going for with it.
Denver Nuggets guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope over 15.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I really like this one, not only because he is a former Georgia Bulldog, but because he's gone over 3 of the last 5. He's had 21 points the last 2 games, averaging 15.9 on the season. So this is a pretty good line. However, he has gone over 3 of the 4 regular season contests against the Lakers. Granted, one of those was without LeBron and AD. I just think the way that this game is going to be playing out with the Lakers is they're keying in on those big guys, Jokic and Aaron Gordon. So that will create some opportunities for the guards, specifically like KCP, to knock him down from three-point land. He's a very efficient shooter from three-point land, so we will have the opportunity specifically in the points department in that prop. So I like that over there for KCP. I just think, you know, they've got to just focus all their energy stopping Jokic, which is no easy task.
And it won't work.
And they tried to switch things up in the second half. Rui Hachimura put him on him, and then AD was kind of like blocking the rim a little bit, but I think even that scenario creates more opportunities for some of the overs on those guards.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that they're going to focus on Jokic. They need to.
Yeah.
KCP's going to be there. Another thing with that is KCP is playing a lot more minutes in the playoffs than he was during the season. So.
All right. So some good props for you there. Again, you can tail us on the Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks app. If you don't already have those, make sure to download it. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. So, a lot of props for you guys to choose from today, both MLB and NBA for you on this Thirsty Thursday as we try to go get some beer money. How about some home run calls of the day? Tyler, where are you headed for a dinger on this Thursday?
I am going to your New York Yankees.
All right.
We're going with Anthony Rizzo plus 390. Rizzo just sees Jose Berríos extremely well. 24 plate attempts. He's hitting over 400. His ISO is well over 300. He has 2 home runs off him. And in the last 20 games, Berríos has a 5.55 ERA and a 1.84 ISO to lefties. Rizzo is at a prime spot to hit one out.
Yeah. You're taking a guy that I had in my props, and I'm just going Nolan Arenado, once again, plus 420 for a bomb today. Arenado has 8 home runs on the year. However, he's just coming off a stretch where he had 5 straight games with a home run. He's been out of his mind right now. Over a 400 ISO against lefties. And today going up against the lefty for the Dodgers, Julio Urias, who has a 1.71 home run per 9 rate. That is the 22nd highest among all pitchers, minimum 30 innings pitched. He does give up a lot of pop. And when you're talking about a guy that can crush lefties, yeah, that's Nolan Arenado, who is returning to his 2022 season form and absolutely scorching right now. I love this for Arenado today. Any hitter prop with Arenado, I like his spot for today. Especially if there's some nice weather there too, nearly 80 degrees in St. Louis. So we're going Arenado for a bomb. All right, if you haven't already, make sure to like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below. One comment will enter you into our prop bets contest where one randomly selected commenter will win $50. If Tyler and I both hit our props for today, you can also drop your plays below. Let us know where you're headed in the props department because we're all in this together. We're all trying to put together a winning ticket. And so let's go out there, win some money. Good luck in all your prop betting. Remember to bet responsibly. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.